Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about taking up a new sport. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H why each speaker took up their particular sport. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker gives about taking up a sport. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
I started judo when I was 10. I'd been good at other martial arts, so I didn't think it'd be too difficult. And I went along because my friend kept going on about how brilliant the instructor was and how it'd do me good. I was soon taking part in competitions with people my age and older, even though I didn't think I was that great. But I got there by sheer force of will, I think. And I'd say that's the key, knowing what you think you can achieve and then making yourself go that little bit further each time. Yes, watching what you eat can go some way towards helping you succeed, but it's what goes on in your head that really counts.
Speaker 2.
I recently moved from athletics to powerlifting. It happened quite by chance. One day, in the gym, out of curiosity, I set myself the task of finding out the maximum weight I could lift. It wasn't that much, actually, but still enough to get me hooked. Although I'm still quite new to the sport, I'm keeping up pretty well, and I'm hoping to go to the USA soon to do a course with the coach that's over there who's got a great reputation. That's essential, I think, to have someone on board who knows their stuff when it comes to training. That'll take you a long way down the road to success, especially as your fitness improves.
Speaker 3.
I picked up karate a few years ago, my prime motivation being to take part in the fighting bit, I think. You're pitting yourself against another person, and you've got to win. I've probably got an addictive personality where training's concerned, but with any contests I take part in, I tend to do really well as a result. It's a good feeling knowing that kids follow your example. I'd say it's a rewarding thing to fix your sights on. Obviously, if you're not very good, that isn't going to happen, but if you can dish it out in this sport, your standing really goes up, and that's a good place to be.
Speaker 4.
Doing any sport brings huge rewards, and among them is the opportunity to make all kinds of friends once you get to a certain level. And for anyone wishing to take up my sport, wheelchair racing, I'd stress the need to have total, unquestioning faith in your own ability, because without that, you're going absolutely nowhere. It certainly got me a long way, because my international competitions have literally taken me all over the place, and I'm really grateful for what the sport has given me in that respect. And that's what I went into it for, after all.
Speaker 5.
I wasn't that keen to play badminton when my friends suggested it, but in the end it was a case of anything to keep them quiet. Anyway, to my utter astonishment, I turned out to be a natural at it, even beating off one or two who'd been competing for years. So that persuaded me, and I've been thrashing the shuttlecock across the net ever since. I can get very into it though at times, and I have to be careful so that I make space for other things. My coach always tells me to maintain a sense of proportion, and I'm with him on that. After all, what's the point if it's not fun?
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I started judo when I was 10. I'd been good at other martial arts, so I didn't think it'd be too difficult. And I went along because my friend kept going on about how brilliant the instructor was and how it'd do me good. I was soon taking part in competitions with people my age and older, even though I didn't think I was that great. But I got there by sheer force of will, I think. And I'd say that's the key, knowing what you think you can achieve and then making yourself go that little bit further each time. Yes, watching what you eat can go some way towards helping you succeed, but it's what goes on in your head that really counts.
Speaker 2.
I recently moved from athletics to powerlifting. It happened quite by chance. One day, in the gym, out of curiosity, I set myself the task of finding out the maximum weight I could lift. It wasn't that much, actually, but still enough to get me hooked. Although I'm still quite new to the sport, I'm keeping up pretty well, and I'm hoping to go to the USA soon to do a course with the coach that's over there, who's got a great reputation. That's essential, I think, to have someone on board who knows their stuff when it comes to training. That'll take you a long way down the road to success, especially as your fitness improves.
Speaker 3.
I picked up karate a few years ago, my prime motivation being to take part in the fighting bit, I think. You're pitting yourself against another person, and you've got to win. I've probably got an addictive personality where training's concerned, but with any contests I take part in, I tend to do really well as a result. It's a good feeling knowing that kids follow your example. I'd say it's a rewarding thing to fix your sights on. Obviously, if you're not very good, that isn't going to happen, but if you can dish it out in this sport, your standing really goes up, and that's a good place to be.
Speaker 4.
Doing any sport brings huge rewards, and among them is the opportunity to make all kinds of friends once you get to a certain level. And for anyone wishing to take up my sport, wheelchair racing, I'd stress the need to have total, unquestioning faith in your own ability, because without that, you're going absolutely nowhere. It certainly got me a long way, because my international competitions have literally taken me all over the place, and I'm really grateful for what the sport has given me in that respect. And that's what I went into it for, after all.
Speaker 5.
I wasn't that keen to play badminton when my friends suggested it, but in the end it was a case of anything to keep them quiet. Anyway, to my utter astonishment, I turned out to be a natural at it, even beating off one or two who'd been competing for years. So that persuaded me, and I've been thrashing the shuttlecock across the net ever since. I can get very into it, though, at times, and I have to be careful so that I make space for other things. My coach always tells me to maintain a sense of proportion, and I'm with him on that. After all, what's the point if it's not fun?
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.